And I'm curious to hear from you what the reactions are.
Sure. I've got some statements that have been given to me by various people, Tonga people. Some of them are from musicians of the group Simonga, and others are just people who are involved. Some are from young, very young guys here at the school who are relearning Tonga culture, I guess I can say. Right. The following comments are by Obert Mumpande, who is an upper sixth form student at Binga High School. It's very rare that the Tonga children manage to get to upper sixth form, so it's a great achievement for him. And his comments are as follows. The www.mulonga.net program was very interesting. The beating of the drums revived my spirits. This program will rejuvenate the Batonga culture, which is being eroded by other cultures, especially Christianity. The youth will see the importance of their culture, and they will definitely take part in playing Buntibe. Our culture will be reserved, since in our own country it is treated as useless and not important. Our culture is rich. Just try to spread it out in all corners of Binga and the world, and collect parts of our culture, for example, Chilimba and Malimbuni, which are endangered. The second one is another upper sixth student, Elias Munkuli, and his comments are, the World Wide Web Mulonga.net program much captured my interest. I was much interested on the transmission of Simonga Ngoma Buntibe from Austria through the radio to Zimbabwe. People from Austria are doing the best job to promote the Tonga culture, which was despised by other tribes in Zimbabwe. The Ngoma Buntibe of 1957 made me to know the importance of being a Tonga. Therefore, I much thank the people from Austria for creating friendship with the people from Binga. I hope that Tonga people will learn much and will continue to promote their culture forever.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go ahead?
You know, we are here right in the scenery of the Radiotopia project, so I can't ask too many questions because we have a speed limit here and we have to be fast.
I'll go ahead. The following comment is from a villager at Tiachilaba called Peter Kabichi.
Mm-hmm.
The Tonga cultural dance, Ngoma Buntibe, is found along the Zambezi Valley dwellers. This kind of dance used to be performed during the death of an elderly person or ritual ceremony. It was in a way of communication. Whenever you heard the drum and the trumpet, you thought of death or ceremony. This dance had been buried for some past years due to new cultures which appeared to be more important than ours. But now we have realized we had gone astray. During the early 90s, we started digging out until 1997, when a group totaling 28 went to Europe. This group, Simonga, is working tirelessly to mobilize youngsters so that they don't lose their culture. It is also looking forward to receiving interested people to come and visit, record, and take photographs. That's from Peter Kabichi of the Achilava.
Yeah.
This next comment,
yes,
is from a villager of Siachilaba again, by the name of Light Mulea. And Light Mulea says, thank you very much to the Kuzwana Trust working together with the Tonga people. Our culture was not recognized, but now the Tonga culture has brought a great change in Binga, especially at Binga High School, where they are enjoying computers, which came through the name of Tonga and the Austrians. I did not know that Tonga music was recorded in the 1950s, but the records were just sitting shelves for many years until now, when it was compared to the Simonga. We were total, though we are not living.